KAMX Luling Austin. You hear me now? From the Homeward.com studio, this is Austin's Mix. Mix 94.7.
When I wake up in the morning, don't want to show that foreign, gotta get into my daily grind. By the time I hit the door, turn the show on I adore. Booker, Alex, Sarah on the radio. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, September the 9th. First of all, I'm hoping that my mom is listening right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm waiting for you to text me. Let me know you're listening. I'm hoping she's listening right now.
Why so?
Well, because I want to formally apologize. I saw her yesterday, but I was out of town. She picked me up from the picked us up from the airport. And there she is. Okay. I completely forgot to wish her a happy Grandparents' Day.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I really screwed
up. Okay.
I think you're okay.
That's not okay.
No, I mean, a lot of people missed it.
I didn't even know until
last night.
Hallmark doesn't even have a card, do they? So does it exist?
Oh, of course.
I've never seen a happy Grandparents' Day card ever.
Absolutely. Hallmark has a card for everything.
I've never celebrated happy Grandparents' Day.
I've never, and I think you're all right.
I've been celebrating Grandparents' Day for my entire life.
Sarah.
What would you... Oh, okay.
Good for you, bro.
What would you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
You recognize your grandparents. Well, jeez. Well, you guys are ice cold.
I mean, first of all, I can't recognize my grandparents because they're both dead.
But
so.
In this case, now you can recognize your parents because they are grandparents.
Well, so did you get her a gift?
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I screwed up.
Oh, so what are you going to do now?
Well,
first of all,
up.
I'm recognizing on the radio publicly that I screwed up and I did not wish my mom a happy Grandparents'
Day. I think you need to just tell your kids to call her and tell her. It's really for your kids.
Yeah, it's not for you.
It's not for you because she's not your grandma. Right?
She's a grandmother and I'm recognizing her.
Oh. Are you going to take her out to eat?
Well, yeah. I should. I should have yesterday.
Yeah.
Because she picked us up and she was like, hey, do you guys want to go to lunch? And she kept saying, do you want to go to lunch? You want to go to lunch? We're like, we're not that hungry.
Does she know that it's Grandparents' Day? Or did she know?
I'm sure she does. Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Huh. Well.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know it was a holiday.
I didn't either.
Wow.
I didn't either. I saw it. Someone posted it yesterday and I was like,
really? Yeah, here's the thing. Nowhere on social media did I see people posting pictures of their grandparents yesterday saying happy Grandparents' Day.
Well, shame on them.
Because when you wake up on Father's Day and Mother's Day, 7 a.m.,
they're
all over. They're your face.
Everything is a big paragraph.
I saw one at 9 p.m. yesterday.
But when you become a grandparent, you deserve to be recognized, right?
Well, sure, on my birthday.
Okay, you know, it's nice that you don't care about your grandparents, but I do. So, there you go.
Yeah.
It's also National Teddy Bear Day, which I'm sure you'll be excited about.
Sarah's much more excited about Teddy Bear Day
than Grandparents'
Today's
Day.
Today's a day to go to Build-A-Bear.
Jeez.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, sure. Take out a small loan and then head on over to the mall. By the way, it's closed, right? The Build-A-Bear at the mall? Is it still open?
Is it? In Barton Creek? I don't know.
I don't know.
Would it go away? I mean, that was like a hot... I don't know.
There's a Build-A-Bear outlet in San Marcos, which sounds a little bit more along my lines.
Is there really?
Yeah.
No. Are you being serious?
Oh, I swear.
I thought you were going with a joke like there's a bear with one arm or...
Well, there might be. I don't know what makes it
an
outlet.
There's really a Build-A-Bear outlet?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what makes it different than the other. Maybe it's like last year's bear?
Probably.
Anyway, great happy story to start off this Monday morning. Thank you so much for listening. It's coming up next on Mix.
Booker.
Hey.
Hi.
Wow, this story is really good. I love how these kids are making a difference. There's a 6-year-old girl in Arkansas named Vivian Lord who recently sent a letter to a bunch of toy companies because a set of little green army men she got didn't have any women. She said her friend's mom was in the army, so she didn't get why all the toys were men. Like, what? And if they made ones that look like women, she would play with them every day. One of the toy companies that got her letter actually listened. Jeff Eimel owns a small toy company in Scranton, Pennsylvania called BMC Toys. And he's actually doing it. After he read Vivian's letter, he designed some female army toys. And he's going to release a whole set of them. He just posted photos of some mock-ups this week. And they'll be out next year just in time for Christmas. Here's Jeff.
When you're talking about modern combat soldiers, they've got a lot of heavy protective
protective gear. You shrink that down to 2 inches, getting kind of hard to tell gender at that point. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went another route where we kind of expand the pop culture universe of Plastic Army Men to include women. Maybe, you know, having a set of Plastic Army women will help some kids somewhere be the hero of their own story at playtime. And I think that's a good thing for everybody.
That's so funny. I just bought a bucket of these because my son just watched Toy Story 4.
I was just getting ready to say.
Yeah.
We got a new plot twist in Toy Story.
Yeah, and so, but the crazy thing is I paid really cheap on Amazon for them.
Yeah.
And I looked at them. You can't even tell if it's a guy or a girl soldier. Oh, and another thing, too, I did not know that there was really a Scranton, Pennsylvania. I just thought it was a fictional place from The Office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all these years.
A six-year-old girl got a toy company start making little green army women, and the pictures are awesome. Let us send it to you, okay? Just text HAPPY to 51993 and we will. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Well, the big NFL story is about superstar wide receiver Antonio Brown. Have you been keeping up with this? So here's the story, I think, so much. Antonio got frostbite on his feet after he went into one of those cryotherapy chambers wearing the wrong shoes or something. He froze his frostbite on his feet, so he got in trouble for that. Then he didn't want to play because his helmet wasn't NFL approved. He wanted to play with like an old helmet that he liked. Yeah. Oh. And then he cursed out the GM and threatened to fight him. Then went on social media and asked to be released from the team. Even Bachelor fans are like, this is way too much drama. I can't. This is just one man.
You know, they always say follow your instincts, mm-hmm. follow your gut. That's exactly what happened with Jay and BK. Hey, Jay.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
What happened with your girlfriend?
What happened?
Well, this is a tough one. So I've been with my girl for almost 3 years now, and I was always under the impression that we knew everything there was to know about each other. We had just got engaged, and just a few months ago, we were starting the steps to look into, you know, buying a house, getting that process started. So we were looking into getting a loan, and that's when the bomb dropped. Found out that she had spent 6 months in federal prison.
Damn.
For embezzlement. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's white collar. It's a little bit better than like
murder,
meth distribution.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's wow. Embezzlement.
What did you do? Did you call off the wedding?
I don't know if I should call off the wedding. I don't know how someone could keep such a big secret, such a huge thing like that, you know?
That's something you usually talk about.
Yeah.
Not early into the relationship, but it has to come up before.
It does. You have to have I need to talk to you about something.
Seriously, especially before, like the worst thing ever to me was when my wife and I were looking at a home, and I was like, uh-oh, that's when they run a credit report, right? And, I mean, I didn't ask her that. But
they don't just write you a check because you look good.
I knew I had dude credit, and dude credit is like every guy out there pretty much, there's a lot of guys out there that have screwed up credit that they're trying to fix it, but all of a sudden you're in a home and you're like, oh my God, I got to get this fixed. And
in case you miss a story or don't know, it's one of my favorite things about Alex Franco. He opened up a credit card in Las Vegas just so he can get a free order of cheese fries.
Again, dude things turns into dude credit.
I mean, I can tell you for me, I couldn't stay with somebody that lied like that. I just couldn't. And she wasn't even going to tell him, obviously. They just found out because they were doing something that unearthed it. So then what other secrets does she have? She can say, oh, I don't have any other secrets, but how are you going to trust that?
So you're saying that he should call off the wedding because of her dishonesty?
Man, I would at the very least postpone that thing.
It's got to be the hardest thing in the world for her to talk about because I'm sure she is incredibly embarrassed by it.
Yeah, but you did it. It's not like you could hide going to jail, right?
Right,
so
for sure.
All her friends know and didn't tell him. All her family knows and didn't tell him.
Or do they?
Yeah, maybe they don't know.
Maybe they don't know.
Well, how would they not know if she went away for 6 months?
It's possible.
A sabbatical. Some people decide to go to a different country to find themselves. I mean, look, if it happened before him, who cares? It didn't happen while they were together. At least that's what I think. It was a time and a place. I mean, everyone's different. Everyone had a different time in their life where they did something wrong. I mean, there's those people that had horrible addictions and got clean and then met someone, and it's like,
so you're saying the fact that it's out now, it's out and it happened before him, so let's just move forward.
Yeah, I'd be cool with it because it wasn't during my time.
Sarah says either postpone it or call it off altogether. Alex says, you know, who cares?
Why would you postpone it? It's not going to change. You know what I mean? The fact is that she spent 6 months in jail. 2 weeks later, it's not going to feel any different.
Well, I need to reevaluate our relationship.
That might take some time.
Yeah. Mm. I don't want to just jump on in.
I mean, it depends on also how old you are. I mean, if you're getting up there and you...
Jeez,
I mean, just take what you can get if it's good.
Yeah.
Mystery Movie!
All right, y'all. It's time for the Booker, Alex, and Sarah Mystery Movie. I'm going to play a clip from a popular movie. You tell me what it is.
You're not using the toilet, it's broken.
Huh?
The toilet doesn't flush.
No, I was just shaving.
Shaving?
Yeah, I was running a little late. I thought this would save some time.
Okay. Well, I'll be in the kitchen whenever you're ready.
I know her.
Alex?
The actress is Jennifer Aniston. I don't know if it's that guy. It's not Vince Vaughn. I was thinking The Breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Not The Breakup. Then I was thinking, I mean, it's kind of comical. I'm thinking like, what was that? We're the Millers. Remember that kind of like sort of travel fun thing?
I'm telling you, the stuff that you pull out is...
It was a bathroom, and I know they travel in We're the Millers.
All right. Sarah, what do you think?
Well, I thought it was Jennifer Aniston, and the voice completely changed towards the end, so then I was doubting my Jennifer Aniston, but I don't know.
No, it's not Jennifer Aniston.
It doesn't sound like her. It's not? The very first two lines do, and then it's definitely not Jennifer Aniston.
Well, I guess I shut it off like right when I heard the first couple lines. I'm like, that's definitely, and I just stopped listening. It's not.
No.
Well, then it's not We're the Millers.
No, it is
or
not.
The Breakup.
No,
oh.
It's neither one of those. And Sarah, I am shocked that you don't know this, because this is one of the most iconic scenes in movies, I think. Certainly for the Farrelly brothers, but it's the famous bathroom scene from Dumb and Dumber, y'all.
Oh, yeah. My Dumb and Dumber knowledge is not that high.
It's when he clogs the toilet.
If you've ever seen the movie, then you know that scene.
You know what? Maybe I haven't seen it all the way through.
Wow. Yeah, it's just kind of, oh, man.
Very famous. Jeff Daniels.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Speaking of toilets, y'all, this is awesome. Ryan Seacrest told a story with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show about going to the Kardashians' house and totally screwing up their toilet.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
It's amazing.
You know what? I would 100% use the bathroom at the Kardashians' house. This is so good. Take a listen.
This is embarrassing, but I was invited to a big party of theirs with all of the family. All the sisters were there. And I had to go to the bathroom when I got in. Have you seen the robot, toilets with all the buttons? Well, they have one, and there's all kinds of options.
The lid comes up before you come in. It's like, welcome.
As I was seated, I was looking at the menu of options, the things you can do when you're finished. I chose one, and I pressed it, and the water level began to rise underneath me. And I thought, oh, God, I better hit the other button. So it began to rise even more. And now I'm faced with one of life's great challenges and choices. What do I do? Do I call Kim, Chloe, or Chris and say, help? Or do I press the third button and risk it overflowing or closing? I hit the button and the lid closed perfectly. And I got out and went back to the party. I never told them about that. So
you let someone else walk in.
One of the other sisters had to deal with that.
It reminds me of the time that Alex and I went to Chicago and we had bidets in our bathrooms.
I was just about to say that. I was thinking that. Did you use yours?
No, I couldn't figure it out. And I was afraid. I wanted to so bad because I've always wanted to use a bidet.
Uh-huh.
Always. I just don't know how to do it, right? Because I'm not European or fancy. But we both had bidets in our bathroom. I'm like, did you use your bidet? Did you use your bidet?
There's buttons, Sarah.
So many buttons, and I'm just afraid water's going to get... Yes. There's nothing to keep that water from squirting everywhere.
And there's no, instruction. It's just buttons you should know.
Yes.
Did you just use the hallway bathroom?
I used the regular bathroom.
No, I used the regular one, too. I didn't touch it once after that. I was like, I don't know how to do this.
I just knew that I was going to flood the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
You can only imagine, because you can get really fancy with toilets. And you know the Kardashians have the creme de la creme of toilets.
Totally.
And those Toto ones.
I want a Toto toilet so bad.
Well, buy yourself a Toto toilet.
Well, they're $3,000 to $4,000.
Wait. What is a Toto toilet?
A Toto toilet is amazing.
When you flush it, does it play Africa?
I guess the rain is not just in Africa.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Could you imagine, as a woman, giving birth to children at the age of 74 years old?
Oh, like, so my mom right now currently getting pregnant and giving birth. Nope.
Dang.
Your mom's in her 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's like deep into her
70s. Can women do that in their 70s?
Well, yeah, it just happened. There was this woman in India who is 74. I will not even attempt to pronounce her name. She and her husband, who is 82, used in vitro.
Hold on, he's 82? There's no 82-year-old that is like able to go like lay on the floor and play with their kid and go like running around and doing sports and stuff like that.
That's not where I thought you were going at the beginning of that conversation.
Oh, well, that too.
Anyway, they used in vitro to conceive the babies, and they were delivered by C-section in a tiny little village in southern India. The mother and babies are doing just fine. The couple said they had tried for years to get pregnant but could not. And some people are criticizing the couple because they're saying, like Alex, there's no way he's going to be able to take care of these kids. And what happens if they die? Who's going to care for them? Because, for instance, on Friday, the baby's father suffered a stroke and was hospitalized. The woman who was previously believed to be the oldest new mother in the world is also from India. She was 72 when she gave birth to her son in 2016.
Wow. So
not only is this woman 74, but she gave birth to twins.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
White Claw is so popular that there's a national shortage. I saw this weekend, and immediately I thought, no way. This is like a marketing scam. Like, they probably have way too much back stock, and they need to get rid of it, so they're saying it's a shortage. 61% of the market share is what White Claw holds, and they've been around since 2016, and all of a sudden, this year, they blew up. I mean, everyone is drinking White Claw. Now, there are a lot of other seltzers out there. Like, I'm a Bon and Viv guy. I'm raising my hand because White Claw is a little too sweet for me. And I actually ran into one of my friends that works for White Claw and asked him, hey, dude, straight up, is there really a shortage, or is this like a little clever marketing thing? He's like, no, dude, we got a shortage. I got bars calling all around Austin asking me for White Claw, and I have X amount to give them. So really, like, straight up, there's officially a shortage, so buy up when you see it if that's your jam.
This is definitely the year of White Claw. You're absolutely right.
For sure.
States that love it, by the way, the most are Ohio, Missouri, and Tennessee.
All basic states.
If you are vaping because you think it's better for you than smoking, no. The CDC issued an urgent alert on Friday telling Americans to stop vaping immediately. There have been approximately 450 cases of a mysterious lung disease reported in 33 states with at least 5 deaths, and it is all being attributed to vaping. No one's quite sure what's causing the outbreak, but the CDC thinks there might be some chemical that's doing it, possibly the vitamin E in a lot of the oils, but until they figure it out, they say people should consider not using e-cigarette products.
It's like smoking cigarettes. Oh, yeah, down the road, maybe you might get lung cancer. But with these vapes, they're saying, like, immediately you could get really, really sick.
Right. It's very scary.
It's scary smoking a little square of liquid that you really don't know what's in there.
Oh, for sure. Into your body.
Exactly.
A 74-year-old Indian woman becomes the world's oldest new mom after giving birth to twins. We have a White Claw shortage, y'all. This is awful. And the CDC says stop vaping immediately after reported 450 cases of a mysterious lung disease. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Because we all want to know whatever everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Todd, a database engineer, makes $161,000 a year.
Oh, mind blown. I thought maybe rich people wouldn't call and share their salary.
You're so wrong.
We want to know what everybody makes. And on the phone with us now is Michelle, who lives in North Austin. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey.
Michelle, we appreciate you coming on the radio to tell everyone how much money you make for a living. Thanks for sharing your salary. Michelle is a nanny.
Ooh.
So let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we're going to play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell us.
Okay.
Simple. So here we go. 60 seconds starting right now. Tell us about the family that you nanny for, and is it full time?
Full time, about 50 hours a week, and two kids.
Okay.
Wow. Is it the only family that you nanny for? I mean, do you do like a side hustle, like the days off? I mean, 50 hours is a long week, but on your time off, do you do babysitting or nannying or whatever they call it?
I do. I do sometimes on the weekends, but I don't include that in my
For that same hours. Family or someone else?
Someone else.
Whew. Okay.
I'm assuming the kids are younger than school age, so you're with them those full 50 hours?
Yes. 3.5 and like 1.5.
Oh, boy.
Do you live with this family?
I do not live out.
What time do you start?
8:30.
And then what time do you end?
6:30.
Is this family very well? Like on a scale of us to Bill Gates, like 1 to 10. How well? Oh.
Oh, she can answer.
Time is up. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You started it.
How wealthy is this family?
6.
Does nannying make you want to have kids or not have kids?
Yes, I want to.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And if she said no, I would not want her as my nanny because she doesn't like kids.
Yeah.
No. No. You don't want anyone that doesn't like kids watching your children.
Hey, look, I don't care if the guy at Baskin Robbins doesn't eat ice cream. It's a horrible analogy.
That's awful. Awful. I have a very good idea.
Okay.
But I hope someone chimes in and sends a text with that same idea.
All right. Michelle from North Austin, the nanny. Text your guest right now to 51993. Alex definitely will use one of your text messages.
For
Be sure to put your name in and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guest. How much money you think Michelle the nanny makes to 51993? We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Michelle shares her salary.
His current record is 1,232 wins with just 114 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Heather. Heather lives in South Austin, makes the commute to North Austin where she's an occupational therapist. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Good morning.
Heather! Good morning to you. Let's play right now. By the way, you're a new listener, I was told.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that. Did you just move to Austin?
Yes. No, 5 years ago.
Oh, you just discovered us.
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
It's like late to the party, but at least you showed up, you know?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, listen, we're not hiding in the woods. We're trying to scream as loud as we can.
We love you, Heather.
Thank you for listening. And for hearing
love
us.
You guys too.
All right. Well, good luck to you. You're going to win Chainsmokers tickets if you're able to beat me in our pop culture trivia game. I'm pretty darn good at this. So good luck. You're going to have to bring it out. But I lost last week, so it
you
is
did.
Possible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to leave the room right now. Sarah's going to ask you 5 questions that she wrote. I don't know what they are. We're going to make this super fair. And whenever you're done, I'll come back and answer the exact same 5. Whoever gets more right will win. Okay.
All right, Heather. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right. Question number 1. Hugh Grant is 59 years old today. It's like I blinked and he got old. He, while dating what woman, he also hired some prostitutes?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson's brand new talk show is on today, 3:00 on KI. Her very first guest was supposed to be Kevin Hart, but then he got in a car accident, so someone had to pinch hit. It was his Jumanji co-star. Who will be her first guest today? Jumanji co-star. No guess?
I don't know.
Okay, Adam Sandler, 53 years old today. What's the name of that movie where he played a grown-up man repeating grades 1 through 12 to earn back his father's respect and gain his multi-million dollar hotel empire? Okay. Business Insider has a list of the best current shows on 25 networks based off critics' scores on Rotten Tomatoes. On that list on Amazon is Fleabag. Watch it if you haven't. CW is Jane the Virgin. And 911, which is on what major network?
I don't know.
Okay, and finally, vinyl will soon outsell CDs for the first time since 1986. One of the most popular bands to buy on vinyl has hits like Taxman, Rocky Raccoon, and Happiness is a Warm Gun. What band am I speaking of?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hi! She did not get any right.
She got no right?
Aww.
Heather. Yeah, well, see, now you've discovered how difficult it is to be on the spot. It's tough. All right.
Yeah.
It is tough.
Here we go.
It's really hard.
Sarah!
Okay. Hugh Grant, 59 years old today. While dating what woman? He also hired a prostitute. Sounds better when you say it that way.
Who was it that he was dating? I don't know why he was not dating her. He was in a movie with her. The first thing that came to mind is Julia Roberts, but I don't think that's right.
No, that's not right. It's Elizabeth Hurley.
That's right.
Liz Hurley. He was in a movie with Julia Roberts, Notting Hill.
Yeah, that's what I just said, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson today debuts her brand new talk show at 3 o'clock on KI. Kevin Hart was supposed to be her very first guest, but he was in a car accident. So instead, pinch hitting is his Jumanji co-star. Who is her first guest?
Oh, well, I was waiting for you to finish that sentence. That wasn't a question.
Oh, sorry.
The Rock.
Yes.
It's on NBC, by the way. You said KI.
Okay. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. I went to the Kelly Clarkson website, and that's what they told me.
Oh, weird. Did it?
Yeah.
Because yesterday I was watching the late NFL game, and they were promoting it and talking about it. And she is on The Voice, and all of them are promoting it.
That does make sense. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll let you know, because I know that you're dying to know.
I didn't watch KI or CBS at all yesterday, and I saw the Kelly Clarkson promos running on NBC.
Adam Sandler is 53 years old today. And what's the name of the movie where he played a grown-up man repeating grades 1 through 12 to earn back his father's respect and the right to inherit his father's multi-million dollar hotel empire?
Oh, man. I can see it. I can totally see it. I don't know. Big Daddy?
Billy Madison. You guys
so
got it right.
Wow.
Business Insider has a list of the best current shows on 25 networks based off critic scores on Rotten Tomatoes. You got on Amazon Fleabag. Watch it if you haven't. The CW, They Say Jane the Virgin, and 911, which is on what major network?
Fox.
Yes. And finally, vinyl will soon outsell CDs for the first time since 1986. One of the most popular bands to buy on vinyl is hits like Taxman, Rocky Raccoon, and Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Woo! This is tough. Okay, so Taxman is the Beatles. That's a Beatles song, but it's also got to be said, those other two songs are not theirs. But, okay, I will tell you, there is an artist that popped in my head. I'm not a big fan of them because I don't know anything about them, but I know I would be. Cage the Elephant.
No, Beatles, dude. Bro.
Oh, it is Beatles?
Yeah.
Those are Beatles songs?
Rocky Raccoon on the White Album. You never heard it?
No, don't know that
it's
one.
It's fun. I always thought it was funny. Anyway, yeah, those are all Beatles songs.
For the most random point.
I know,
out, Cage
on
the
purpose.
Why did you pick the most random
well,
Beatles
because
song?
Because this is Campy Booker, and Booker is the king of pop culture. And if I was just going to say, I want to hold your hand,
let
what
it be.
Fun is that? You know? Come on, you got to dig deep.
That was deep, bro.
Happiness is a Warm Gun. Taxman, come on.
I mean, Taxman is a Beatles song.
Yes.
I knew that for sure. Wow, okay. It is KI, by the way.
It is?
Kelly Clarkson.
Then why are they running
promos
on NBC?
I'll tell you, because I believe she is on NBC stations, so it might be primarily nationally she's on NBC stations, but here in Austin, she is on KI.
So weird.
That is true. Sarah's right. It is produced by NBC.
Okay, because it's like coming out, starts on NBC tomorrow. Check your local listings for time. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I went to the KellyClarksonShow.com website
that
to see where to watch it here in Austin,
no sense.
And it's a KI.
And it does say also that the Kelly Clarkson Show will be on NBC on another website. So,
bro, all the promos were really promoting her, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to check it out tomorrow.
Unless they're just wrong on the official Kelly Clarkson website.
I mean, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why would NBC be promoting CBS?
It should be NBC. Maybe it is NBC, and Kelly Clarkson's wrong. But anyway, well, there you go.
Booker, you still won.
Heather, hey, you
Man.
Still with us? You still on?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah. That was pretty tough. but I'm Heather from South Austin, and I can't even talk.
All right. Thank you.
Nice
we appreciate
try,
you playing. Time for waiting by the phone, y'all. We understand the anger and the angst and the frustration of what you go through whenever you get ghosted, so we're here to help. Reach out to us at mix947.com. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Carly.
Hey!
Hi, guys.
Hey, Carly. So you met a guy on Tinder. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I know, like, Tinder is usually a hookup site, but this guy was great. His name was Luke, and we had a lot of fun, and I walked away being like, oh, a second date is most definitely going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not heard a thing, no call, and I'm just, honestly, at this point, I'm like, what is even the point of dating, you know? I'm just like, why take the time to go out and meet somebody if you're not going to call again, you know? I'm so sick of being ghosted.
So you had a feeling that Luke felt the same way you did. You know, going into it, it's totally a hookup app, and basically you thought Luke was going in thinking hookup, but this is more.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was a real connection.
All right, well, let's call Luke and find out what happened.
Let's do it.
Brad Booker on the case.
Can you handle the truth?
You can handle the truth.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Well, that was a bad
Please
start.
Check the number and try your call.
Sounds like you got the wrong number. Jeez, okay. No wonder he's not calling back.
Well, let's try again here.
Hello?
Luke?
Yeah.
Good morning. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, we're calling from the morning show. We're on the radio at Mix 94.7. Do you have a couple of seconds we could talk to you about a date you went on with Carly? Hello?
Yeah.
You all right?
Was it that bad?
Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm not exactly sure what this is for.
We want to talk to you about a date you went on.
Okay.
It's a segment called Waiting by the Phone.
Okay. I was confused why an Austin radio station is calling me, is all.
Why? Where are you?
So, well, I live in Orlando. I go to Austin for business.
So you don't live here?
I do not.
But you were in Austin?
I was.
And you went on a date with a girl?
I did.
Carly?
Yes.
But you didn't tell her you don't live in Austin?
You literally didn't tell me.
I'm sorry. So, Carly, you had no idea that Luke did not live here?
No. Why wouldn't you tell me that? That's such, like, an obvious thing to tell me that you're here on work.
Sure is.
I mean, it's, like, the most obvious thing to say.
I mean, conversation was moving pretty good without it.
That is, you know what? That is so, so lame. And, I mean, oh, my God, I'm so mad.
Hmm.
What do you, wait, so I was only, I never, like, lied to you or anything like that.
I mean, you just lied. You definitely lied to me. That's a lie. Not telling you that.
Can I just ask a question, Luke? So, like, and maybe I'll open it up to everybody, all the guys.
Sure.
So, like, you know, I get, like, maybe wanting to go out with a girl and, like, you're on Tinder and you're just looking to have fun. But, like, wouldn't you put that out there? And also, like, why would you go out with somebody and pay? I'm assuming you help pay, like, and do that whole thing. What's the point?
I mean, unless you're just looking for a companion, you want to have a good night, you know, maybe looking for a little. I'm
a little something.
None of our business what happened at the end of the day. But, you know, I mean, maybe it worked out in his favor.
I mean, first of all, I thought I had a really great night. I thought it went well. I enjoyed my time. Yeah, and second, I don't really do the whole small talk, like, where do you work? What do? You know, where do you go to school type
I mean, that's
just not.
And that what you do when you go on a date.
But, you know, it's so funny. I see it from both sides, though. But it's like you didn't go to Match.com to find your next soulmate. You went to Tinder. And unfortunately, or fortunately for some, this is just kind of your passing time.
There's,
you know,
no
what I'm saying?
Promises.
Exactly. You're doing what you're doing.
But hang on. Yeah. I mean, there were plenty of opportunities for you to tell me. And I was clearly interested in you, not just to, you know, jump your bones.
I mean, it's Tinder, though, right? And I just wanted to meet somebody who was really nice, and I did, and I thought we had a great connection. I just didn't want to, like...
Okay, you know what?
I don't know if I'm being honest. I didn't want to, like, bum you out or make you...
Okay, obviously, this is going nowhere.
Trying to help, maybe they reconnect.
Are you interested in meeting up again, Carly, when he comes back to Austin?
Do you come back to Austin?
Yeah, I do, actually. Pretty frequently, almost every month.
Oh, here we go!
Carly?
I'm absolutely not interested.
Okay.
Good girl.
On a lighter note, I just got a notification that Jump Your Bones is playing Stubbs next weekend.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
It Chapter 2 is out this weekend. When they heard that, actual clowns were like, oh, come on, I was just starting to get work again. I mean, come on. Let's...
The following story is so Sarah. This will give you a great insight to how Sarah's brain works. So Sarah just recently was, well, I'm going to call you Sarah Osborne, but yeah. At this point, I don't even know what the hell your name is.
I don't either. I don't know what my name is.
She recently got married and decided that she was going to take on her husband's name because yeah. That's how she was raised.
So you're going to leave your maiden name like my wife. My wife is Andrea. Her last name was Aguayo, and it's Andrea Aguayo Franco.
This was the issue, right? You didn't really know what you were going to do?
Well, I'm looking at your email right now, and I get emails from Sarah Osborne Light.
Well, so I wanted to definitely add on Light to my name. I was, like, super excited. I like that last name. It's a good last name. Light. She's a light.
Like a light bulb, like not like light. Miller Light.
Right, like a light bulb. And we traveled a lot over the summer, so I didn't change my name, even though I got married in April, because it seemed like a pain in the butt to have already bought tickets with my Osborne last name and have to switch it.
Smart.
It's like, yeah,
okay.
That's good thinking, dude.
So I went into the Social Security office this week in good old Georgetown, and I brought a book. I grab a number, I see a ton of old people, and I'm like, I'm going to be here for
They're like,
hours.
Social Security!
I sit down, and they immediately call my number, which says to me they must have a window dedicated to the small, easy things.
No, it's just because they've never seen a young person. They're like, oh, a young person! Let's call her!
And I very carefully filled out the form. It mm-hmm. says, what do you want your new name to be? I thought about it and I said Sarah Osborne Light. That okay. was going to be my name. I was going to drop the Catherine mm-hmm. and shift everything yeah. over one spot to like, be Sarah Osborne Light. What I really like about that is that's hashtag SOL.
I like that. And it's like your email right now.
Right.
And the reason that you chose to keep Osborne was because you wanted to keep your maiden name and pay tribute to your parents?
Because it feels like it's the thing that people do and I didn't want to be judged.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right, go ahead.
And so I did Sarah Osborne Light, and then the guy entered it into the computer yeah. and he printed a receipt to show me what the Social Security card will say. And he said, please check it very carefully because this is it. So I did, but that meant I only read the address and I walked out of the building. I took a picture of it to send to my husband.
Yeah, wait, yeah. Your address is not on your Social Security card.
No, but receipt. That's where they were going to send it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I took a picture of it and then I looked down and it says Sarah Catherine Light. And I was like,
So they screwed up.
And then I didn't know what to do. I could turn around, but I was so tired and I really needed to go eat lunch.
Dude. So you have the wrong name right now.
So right now I'm a Sarah Catherine Light. But then I called my parents and I was like, parents, we have to talk. And my dad was on in the background. And I said, is it going to hurt your feelings? Do you feel like I am disowning the Osborne family? Am I required to keep Osborne in my name? And my mom's like, Sarah, you can do whatever you want.
Exactly.
It is not going to hurt our feelings. And my dad's in the background mumbling.
What do you think he's saying?
He was basically saying that you need to make sure that it's what you want it to be because it's going to be like that forever.
Yeah, it is.
And so now I'm still, I called back the Social Security office because I was like, maybe they can just, you know, maybe somebody will be nice and they'll run over to that guy's stall. Yeah. And just switch it out. They can't do that.
It doesn't work like
that.
They
said that I would have to come back. So right now I'm Sarah Catherine Light.
Dude.
But I have to be honest. I really like the name Catherine. I never really liked the last name Osborne.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm thinking I'm going to keep it.
Keep it.
But then am I not a feminist now because I'm not keeping my last name? This is the real concern that I have. Are people going to judge me?
What does your husband say though?
He don't care. Nobody cares.
He's all, make sure you just have light on it.
Right.
Nobody cares about this except me, but I was getting nauseous about it because it feels like a very big deal.
Can we be the tiebreaker, Booker and I? Like, can we decide your name? Because I know what I want.
No, she's too lazy to change it now. It's going to be the same. Just go with it.